The time is 7:07, and the Warwick City Council Finance Committee is back in order. The next item is item number six, 2026-104, purchase two 2025 F-150 police vehicles. Major.
Good afternoon, Robert Hart from the Police Department.
Good afternoon, Major. Welcome to your first meeting. I also want to take a moment to recognize and thank you for reaching out to me early on about reviewing the items that you have in this bid package with me, getting some questions asked and some questions answered on both sides. And I would certainly encourage all the department heads to do that. I'll be more than happy to sit with you, but that's up to you to reach out. And I appreciate that, Major, and look forward to working with you.
That was my pleasure. It was a learning experience for me.
I hope it was a good one. Okay, Major, go ahead. I understand that you have a request on this item.
We do. For item number six, for the two Ford F-150s police vehicles, we're asking to withdraw this bid from the docket.
Okay. Do we need any action on this? Okay, PCR. Madam Clerk? Thank you. Okay, we have a motion from the department to withdraw. I need a motion. We have a motion.
Second.
We have a second. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. So let's try and repeat that, Major. You're on a roll, right? Okay. Item number seven. I don't know if seven's a lucky number or not, but item number seven, 2026-105, two Dodge Durango Pursuit, found on page 34. We had a lot of discussion about this vehicle, the needs, et cetera, et cetera. So the floor is yours.
Thank you, Councilman. The Police Department is requesting a fixed 5610 use of state bid to purchase two Dodge Durango all-wheel drive vehicles from Central Chrysler Jeep of Rainham, Massachusetts, under the State of Rhode Island Master Price Agreement Number 563. These 2024 model year police package vehicles are leftover inventory and are offered at a discount rate of over $3,300 per vehicle. These two vehicles would be assigned to the patrol sergeant section of our fleet and would be replacing two vehicles further down in the department's fleet. The total pricing for the two vehicles is $131,379.40. This includes upfitting and equipment installation. If approved, they would be funded through the city lease purchase funds, budget code 499-0449. The police department has a fiscal year 26 police capital budget, which includes $1.1 million for vehicles.
And Major, tell us why you've decided to go with the Dodge Durangos.
Well, they're currently on the lot and they're offered at a reduced price. They're ready to go. It can be delivered later this summer, early this fall. There's also a move to departments around the state and around New England to try out the Dodge Durangos, including Rhode Island State Police, Rhode Island Airport Corporation, North Providence, North Kingstown. These departments have tried them. They like them. Again, these are leftover vehicles with a discount, so we figured we'd give them a try and see how they work out in our fleet.
And given the fact that the department has just brought on 15 new police officers, talk to us about how that plays into needing these two vehicles.
Absolutely. So once these officers finish their field training and we're at essentially what would be full complement, we'll have more officers on the road per shift, first, second, and third shift, hopefully more sergeants on the road at a full complement of at least three per shift. So we have more need for frontline vehicles in the fleet ready to go. And as you know, and as we discussed, vehicles can go out of service rather quickly. As of this morning, I have 9 vehicles out of service, either for accidents, repairs, waiting on parts. I have 3 on the lift in the garage right now. So that all happened since our last conversation on Thursday when we talked about the state of the fleet. So things can happen very quickly.
And the two vehicles that the current two vehicles that these new vehicles will replace. Talk to us about that.
So these purchased vehicles will become sergeant supervisor vehicles. The two vehicles in the sergeant fleet will then get trickled down to third shift to be patrol vehicles. And the third shift vehicles will become detail vehicles. And ultimately, we're replacing two detail vehicles, which are 2011 Crown Victorias, which notes from my fleet manager show that they have rotting frames, rotted out floors, have powertrain control modules that are in need of repair. One has mileage of over 83,000 miles and engine hours of over 15,000 engine idle hours. And the other one, we don't know the reading because the odometer doesn't work.
So I guess, you know, the long and the short is that it wouldn't make any sense to purchase a $60,000 vehicle and use it for details, right?
Correct.
We use a secondhand vehicle for details, right?
We use vehicles that are nearing right. their rough end of life based on mileage, engine mm-hmm. hours, and general condition of the vehicle. And detail vehicles do become revenue producing as well.
Mm-hmm. And even then, when the police department decides that, you know, that third shift vehicle no longer meets the needs of the police department, that's recycled to like the building inspector's department, right? Building inspectors, they get those vehicles because they don't need to have like brand new vehicles running around doing inspections, right?
That is correct. So city departments get first dibs on the vehicle. Just this year alone, we gave over two Ford Taurus sedans. Mm-hmm. I believe they were 2016s that were mm-hmm. stripped of the equipment, repainted, and given to the building department.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So for me, this certainly meets the definition of a need versus a want. Any other questions from members of the committee? Councilman Muto.
Thank you. Thank you, Major. Just more of a comment. I want to echo what Councilman and Chairman Lattercer said, that the process that the Warwick Police Department uses to replenish their fleet and recycle within the force is excellent process. Also, on a separate note, very excited about the 15 new officers and very excited about the future mission of the police with more community policing and the health impacts for our officers on the front line. So I really appreciate that, and I really look forward to working with the Warwick Police Department, anything that we can do to help support your mission. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilman.
Any other questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Thank you. Thank you, Major. Moving on to item number 8, 2025-039, found on page 39, purchase of bulk salt.
Kristen Moretti, Public Works.
Talk to me.
Public Works is requesting to extend the bid for the purchase of bulk road salt for an additional year, a mutual agreement with the vendor for the contract. It will expire October 28, 2026 in the amount of $120,000.
And Christy, how is this number compared to last year?
Last year, we requested $150,000.
So you've shaved this by 30 grand.
Yes.
And in addition to that, this bid doesn't expire until a long time.
Is that right? October, right?
Seriously, as I said before, you're right on now. Thank you. So, Christy, because is the reason that you've lowered the purchase of the salt because of the price of the salt has gone down?
No. The reason we lowered the request is because our budget, our line item for this is reduced by $30,000.
Okay. And when you made that budget request of $30,000 less, that wasn't anticipating a reduction in salt or cost of salt?
No.
Okay. So there had to be a reason for it. You just didn't drop $30K off. Is it because you needed less salt last year, lack of snow, whatever, right?
So we had to make some budget reductions, mm-hmm. and this was one of the line items that we took it from for okay. fiscal year 26.
How do you buy this salt? Does this salt go by the truckload? Does it go by the pound, by the barrel, by the bag?
So
how do you pay for it?
We buy it by the ton.
By the ton?
Yes, and it comes in a trailer truck.
Okay. And what would you guess that you have for, let me back up, how much per ton do you pay?
$73.10.
$73.10. And what would be your guess as to how much salt you have on hand now?
So in anticipation of potentially, a potential shortage of road salt. We actually stuffed our salt barn recently, so we're full.
Okay. Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the committee that are not at the table? We're not talking about table salt, Councilman. Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, thank you, Christine. Moving on to item number 9, 2026-044, found on page 49, asphalt concrete.
I'm gonna hang around for this one too. Public Works is requesting to award to all 6 bidders that submitted a bid for the purchase of hot mixes, coal patch, in the amount of $80,000 for 1 year, September 15th, 25 to September 14th, 26.
Christy, did Vinegro take over Cardi Corporation?
Yes.
Okay. So technically, Vinegro is a WARA contractor too.
Yes, they are.
Okay. And when I look through the bids, I know you've included all of these companies in your request, and I don't have a problem with that. I would just like to point out that Vinegro, at least on the 3 items they bid, are the lowest price of all, in addition to the 7% edge that they could have if they were out of whack. So I'm sure that Vinegro will certainly be the first choice on those 3 items.
Well, yes, and because it's local to us, so we don't have to travel to East Providence or mm-hmm. wherever to pick up hot mix.
Okay. As opposed to another company who on the winter mix is like out in left field sometime. So I would just expect that they'll be the last number in the calling chain. Any questions from members of the council on asphalt committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do we have any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number 10, 2026-095. Flock license reading cameras, found on page 58.
Robert Hart for the police department. The police department is requesting a 56-6 exception to bid to expend funds to extend our current contract with Flock Safety for another 2 years. This contract includes 11 automated license plate readers. Since its implementation 2 years ago, our Flock cameras and access to the larger Flock network has resulted in at least 58 success stories, ranging from locating vehicles involved in hit and runs, locating missing persons, and locating vehicles associated with serious crimes, such as robberies and assaults. The total cost for this 2-year contract is $68,000 or $34,000 per year. We currently maintain, as you know, a flock transparency portal on our website. We anticipate no changes to our current policy and have had no complaints regarding our flock cameras since their inception. These cameras have become an integral part in the majority of our investigations and are considered a standard tool in law enforcement. If approved, these funds would be allocated from the Federal Asset Forfeiture Fund. The contract would renew on September 15th, 2025 and expire September 14th, 2027.
And you said they come out of the asset forfeiture account?
That is correct.
Okay. So, Major, I know these cameras were approved prior to you taking over. I had voted no on those cameras, and I listed a whole armful of reasons why. I won't bother regurgitating all of those, but they're here, and they're being installed. And some of them are actually in trial basis right now. So, like it or not, they're here. What's that?
Point of order.
Oh, go ahead.
This is the flock cameras which read the license.
Oh, okay. Got it. Traffic cams. Okay. It says that and can never be used for facial recognition. Now, I think this presentation paper was put together before you took over. I seem to remember a different conversation on that these cameras could be programmed to do that. Do you know anything about that?
No, sir. I have no knowledge of that. And from what I know from Flock, based on what we've used and through their website, this is solely for vehicle descriptions, vehicle make, model, color, and for license plates.
Okay.
It has no human interaction, no AI type of facial recognition at all.
Okay. It also says in here that the tracking will be removed in 30 days. So I'm going to ask the question this way, and I'm going to compare it to Shredit. So I call Shredit in. They shred a whole bunch of documents for me, et cetera. I get a receipt for all of 10 bins that they shred, the date, the time, which documents that information has been removed. Does the police department get a receipt from or some type of accountability from whoever is wiping out this information every 30 days?
I don't believe we get a monthly report that it is, but it's part of the contract that it will be automatically deleted after 30 days. And we can't search anything after 30 days, so that's proof that it's being done.
And you can't request it after 30 days because of what?
It's gone.
Supposedly it's gone, but you said you can't request it after 30 days. Is there a state law?
No. I said I can't search anything that's over 30 days old.
You can't search anything over 30 days. And is that by law or because you assume that information has been erased?
That is part of our contract with Flock. After 30 days, it is deleted.
Okay, so there is no proof. The police department doesn't receive any proof that this information has been deleted.
The only proof would be is that I cannot run anything after 30 days. There's no data in the system that's over 30 days of old,
okay,
which follows the city ordinance.
Okay. Any questions from members of the committee? Yes, Councilman Napa.
Major, if I could ask you to just speak on the community involvement and community partners that have flock systems that we can increase our coverage on these. If you can just maybe touch on that, like how we utilize the systems that Home Depot and Lowe's have in place to expand the PD's reach without any additional cost to us.
So the benefit of the flock system is they allow private vendors to... Is this working? The benefit of the flock system is that they allow private vendors to purchase the system. So what we're seeing now is large corporations like Lowe's and Home Depot that have organized retail theft are purchasing these cameras for their own loss prevention, but also sharing their cameras and sharing their network with law enforcement in the communities where they have these cameras posted.
Thank you, Major. I think that's a good benefit to the PD and the community. Just one additional thought that I had. So this is a 2-year term contract following up on the 2-year term that just expired. does Falcon or does the flock safety camera company offer contract periods that are longer? Just thinking forward here, anticipating that cost of maintenance and operation and having these systems are going to go up. But is it possible to extend that period? I'm assuming the PD intends to keep these systems in place for quite a while. Has that been looked at all?
I'm not sure, but I can get that information for you. It's probably tomorrow.
Okay. No rush. Just a thought. Maybe the next time it comes up, if we could, if the intention of the PD is to keep this in place, if we can lock in for a longer period of time, it may make some fiscal sense.
I'll look into that.
Thank you.
All set, Councilman. Any other questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do we have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, move on to item number 11, 2026-052, post-type fire hydrants. It's found on page 63.
Christine Moretti on behalf of the Water Division. The Water Division would like to award the bid for the purchase of fire hydrants to John Hoadley and Sons in the amount of $65,000 for a one-year period, August 19, 25 to August 18 of 26.
We have any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Any questions from members of the public? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Hearing none. Move on to item number 12. Thank you, Christy. 2026-065, found on page 68, vehicle body repair and painting.
Robert Hart for the police department.
Okay. Yes. Councilman Napper, we'll get the PCR after. Councilman Napper, just keep in mind, no conversation, no questions. Sir.
Robert Hart for the police department. The police department went out to bid for vehicle body repair and painting. Bids were received from four vendors: West Warwick Auto Body of West Warwick, Affordable Auto Body of Warwick, A1 Custom Auto Body of East Providence, and Moon's Auto Body of Warwick. The police department recommends awarding this contract to the four to all four vendors so we can keep a rotating list as we have been doing. The department is seeking spending authority in the amount of $35,000 from budget code 30-330, auto and vehicle maintenance, and $20,000 from budget code 76358, insurance proceeds, for $55,000 total. The contract period would begin August 23rd, 2025 and expire August 22nd, 2026.
Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? We have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Madam Clerk, PCR number, please. We have PCR 8525. Let the record indicate that Councilman Napper is abstaining. I need a motion on PCR 8525.
Move favorable action.
Second. We have a motion favorable. We have a second. Any opposed? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Major. Next item, number 13, 2026-064, found on page 75, Class A, body repair and painting. Major?
Councilman, the police department went out to bid for Class A auto body repair and painting. Bids were received from Gentile's Auto Body of East Providence, West Warwick Auto Body of West Warwick. The police department recommends awarding the contract to both vendors to keep a rotating list as we have been doing. The department is seeking authority in the amount of $35,000 from budget code 30-330, auto and vehicle maintenance, and $20,000 from budget code 76358, insurance proceeds, for a total spending authority of $55,000. The contract period will begin August 23rd, 2025 and expire August 22nd, 2026.
Major, in our conversation recently, you had explained to me, the difference between Class A body repair and the previous body repair. Could you just put that out there for my colleagues and members of the public?
Yes. Class A is full collision repair license that requires the licensee to perform all types of motor vehicle body work, in addition to satisfying the requirements of Class B, which we previously just talked about. And by completing the showing evidence of certification to repair and refinish aluminum, high-strength steel, and other metal alloy by at least one automobile manufacturer. So these Class A has to meet the standards of at least one of the motor vehicle manufacturers for different types of welding and other materials and workmanship.
And by that alone, that would, it somewhat calls in the amount of people that could bid on this, right?
Correct.
Okay, thank you. Any questions from members of the committee? Any questions from members of the council? Do you have any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, we'll move on to item number... that's it, we're done. Item number 14 is under 50. We're done with the 50 and over.
Do we need a PCR for that? Do we need a PCR for the second one, the Class A?
No.
No.
Okay. Are there any items anyone would like to have pulled out from the committee under 50?
Yeah.
Councilor Muto?
No, I was going to pull out 23.
Number 23? Okay. You want to pull out item number 23?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
For Ward 3. Yeah, he's
okay.
Yeah.
Councilman Napa, we'll let you pull out item number. Okay, yeah, 2026. Don't go messing in someone else's sandbox. Okay. Anything else? Councilman Napa has won the fight on that. Anything else?
No lights.
Okay. Councilman Napa, item 2026-097. Go to it.
Thank you, Chairman. So this is just a request for DPW to assist with purchase of one solar speed sign for Ward 3. The intention placement for that sign is on Puritan Ave on the inlet side where Elmwood Ave comes off of Post Road and becomes Puritan through like that sand pond area. I went over there to meet with some neighbors living in that area. Cars are flying pretty quickly. It appears as you're coming down the road that it kind of opens up and is a non-residential area because it gets treed and woody, and then you get back quickly into residential area. So there's no stop signs on that road. It's just sort of unabated through from the main road in, so it becomes a bit of a speed drag. We've seen some positive outcomes with speed signs in that sand pond cut-through area that gets back out to Warwick Ave on other streets, and we're hoping that that reduces the speed of traffic through that cut-through neighborhood as well, hopefully mitigating any potential liabilities or serious accidents that may happen in the future.
Okay. Anyone have any other questions on that? Councilman Muto?
Nope.
You sure?
Positive.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Need a motion on the bid package.
Move favorable action.
Do we have a motion? Need a second?
Second.
Do we have a second? Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Ayes have it. The next item is PCO 15-25. It's an ordinance providing that employee contributions to the OPEB trust reduce the city's required contribution. This is for second passage. Council President Sinapi on behalf of Mayor Picozzi.
So I defer to the administration, but this is second passage.
Correct.
Bill Vicente, Chief of Staff to Mayor Picozzi. In favor of moving this to second passage.
Okay. That's easy enough. Any questions by the committee? Any questions from the council? Any questions from members of the public? Any questions from members of the public? Hearing none, need a motion?
Move favorable action.
Second.
We have a motion. We have 2 seconds. All in favor? Any Aye. Other discussion? None. All in favor?
Aye.
All right. Thank you. The finance committee is adjourned at 7:36.
So next we have intergovernmental.
That's okay.
those sheets.
Yeah, you couldn't find it. So, this is it. How are you, sir?
Doing well. Good to see you. Had it up front for the
summer. Yeah, last week.
Yeah. I gave you a block on it. Did you open a wink or something?
No. Am I afraid? Should I be afraid?
Time is now 7:39. Intergovernmental comes to order. First item for action, acceptance of the minutes from the committee meeting held on June 16th.
Motion to move favorable action.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Numero uno, PCR 1625, resolution amending the rules of the Warwick City Council for the 25-26 term. Sponsor, President Snappy. Council President, you want to make any comments?
Yeah, so bear in mind, there's a sub B posted for everyone. My preference is, while we can discuss everything within that and elsewise, that we reserve all the amendments till it's on the floor. That way we can do it all there cleaner. That being said, so the point of this, and including the sub B, is one, some of the stuff is cleanup. Just like before, you'll notice certain things are deleted that are no longer applicable, like the Wetlands Act stuff. Sometimes there's items deleted just because it's redundant. Like you'll see in intergovernmental, it was saying how we hold things, even though how we hold things is already laid out elsewhere. So it's just redundant and unnecessary. Unlike last time, the dates now are fixed in the sub B, so you're not losing all days for review. There's a portion in here for the state and federal legislation. However, that's one of the things I'm likely going to propose to amend later, because I want to solicit more feedback and tweak it a bit and present to you all some multiple options, because it is a weird issue and I don't want to rush it, especially with the General Assembly not in session. There's not a good reason to rush right now, so we might as well take our time with it. And we've also addressed the whole mandating either the treasurer, the clerk, etc. That's all been removed, but per the request of several members on the council, those items are still reflected elsewhere. It's just now it's not a mandate on people we have no authority or ability to mandate. You'll see that at the very end in Rule 43. There's also further discussions about modifying Rule 42. It won't be for tonight, but Councilman Ricks has requested we look into it in respect of adding a five-year plan. And you've heard from members of the public, or at least one in particular, Ms. Komar mentioned having an auditor there as well. So we're trying to figure out logistic-wise if that's something we can do, and then also figure out if the costs associated. So there's a lot going on, and there's stuff that's contemplated for future, but this is what we have before us for tonight. So I'm happy to take any questions, although some of them I'll have to punt to the solicitor, because he's the responsible for much, if not all, the cleanup.
Any members of the committee? Questions? Comments? Feedback?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Through the chair to Council President, I just want to confirm that on page 6, Rule 15, the time change has been adjusted to 6:30.
So that'll definitely be one of the proposed amendments once this is on the floor. Absolutely.
Oh, okay. So you make these amendments afterwards?
Yep.
Okay. My other concerns, you and I met earlier today they had either already been changed or will be changed tonight. So I don't have any other questions. You've explained, amongst others, also my concern with having both the actuary and the auditors present before the budget hearings. That's something that I'll address at a future time. So I'm good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other members of the council? Members of the public? Or local media? Seeing none, do we have a motion?
Motion to move favorable action.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Number two, PCR 6725, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to amend RIGL 1785 to include Warwick, the City of Warwick, in the list of municipal councils authorized to approve the employment and compensation of local canvassing authorities. This one has been before us previously. I think, did we hold?
We held it last time.
We held it. Okay. But we did discuss, right?
We yeah. did.
That's my recollection.
Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Okay. Got it.
Council President.
Mr. Chairman.
Newly discovered it.
Ah. Something that?
No, it's me.
Yeah, it's the sponsor wishes to say something, and as do I. I'll let him speak first, though.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I'm going to make a motion to, or request a motion to hold this until August 18th.
Sponsor would like it held. Any opposition amongst the committee? Or do you have anything you want to add?
So I was just going to say the Board of Canvassers, or Board of Elections rather, responded like only an hour or so before the meeting, and some of it's going to require follow-up. So I had actually requested Councilman Lattice to hold it so that we can dig into what they provided and get some more information. And so much appreciated it for him and request to hold.
Makes sense.
And can that information be disseminated to the council through the liaison?
Absolutely. That's the intent.
Okay, great. All right. Seeing no opposition to hold, can I have a motion to hold?
Motion to hold till August 18th.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay. Great. There's no more business before us. So intergovernmental stands adjourned at 7:46.
Resolution because he just let him know. We just let him know what his question is. His answer to his question for him as we were walking in.
All right, so we can go back to the full council meeting now. First, we have announcement of appointments. Patuxent River Authority, we have Ashley Gilchrist. Ward 3. Next, we have the consent calendar, PCR 81-25 resolution relative to bids. Councilman Lattiser.
Thank you, Mr. President. Item number 1, 2026-033, State Street Water Pump. Item 2, 2026-092, Purchased Side Loading Vehicle. Item number 4, 2026-100, Sigcom radio. Item number 6, purchase item number 7, purchase 2 Durango trucks. Item number 8, 2025-039, purchase salt. Number 9, 2026-044, asphalt. Number 10, 2026-095, Flock license reading cameras. Item number 11, post type fire hydrants. Item number 13, 2026-064, Class A body repair. Item number 14, 2025-357, annual bituminous concrete. Number 15, 2025-189, Alpha police personnel uniforms. 16, 2026-102, WPD undercover operations. Number 17, 2026-096, purchase one tilt bed equipment trailer. 18, 2026-048, parts washer rental. 19, 2026-079, gasoline for police marine unit. Number 20, 2026-101, EPR fireworks software. 21, 2026-103, encase software. Number 22, 2022-170, state of Rhode Island liquid propane. Number 23, 2026-097, one solar speed sign. 24, 2026-099, Celebrite certification. Number 25, 2026-078, Arcus licensing. Number 26, 2023-301, State of Rhode Island automotive repairs. 27, 2023-300, State of Rhode Island vehicle repairs.
So the motion made and seconded for favorable action. Are there any other questions on the bid package? All right, seeing none, clerk will call the roll on the consent calendar, please.
Savage.
Yes.
Mr.
DeLuise. Yes.
Mr.
Foley. Yes.
Mr. Gephardt.
Yes.
Mr. Kirby.
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa.
Yes.
Mr. Muto.
Yes.
Mr. Napa.
Yes.
8 yes, consent passes.
All right, next, Councilman Lattice, of the items removed from the bid package.
Yes, the first item, item number 3, 2026-093, purchased 3 trucks with plows, has now become PCR 82-25. It was moved to the floor without a recommendation as a result of a tie vote in committee. I am not going to regurgitate the discussion that we had for an hour plus on these vehicles. Everyone that is here was here, and that's it. Move it.
All right, well said. Councilman Napa?
Just one point on this. I was initially very much against these items. After the discussion that was had ad nauseum and the realization that these funds are to pay for these vehicles are coming out of enterprise funds and not out of direct tax dollars, it's a little bit more palatable to me, that it's not a direct tax impact, and it's coming out of a large pool of funds that are funded by payment of water metering. If this was coming out of the tax levy that we just increased, I think that I would definitely be a no. This item, I think, becomes more palatable for me, that it's more clarity on my end that it's coming out of the enterprise funds. I still think these vehicles are a bit overkill. I do understand the intention of multi-use. I'm going to decide to trust the administration and the director that these vehicles are going to be used for the stated purposes that they sort of promised us here on the floor that they're going to be used for, that they are going to be dual-purposed. And again, this is not a direct, tangentially related to what the taxpayers pay, but this is coming out of a sum of money that is not directly related to the tax increase that we just effectuated, or the general fund budget. So that said, this line item becomes more palatable on that end. I do, again, think that these are a bit overkill, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes. I'm going to trust the administration and the department heads on this item. Very torn, though. That's all.
Yeah, as we heard in committee, I'm in relatively the same boat. I would say that going forward, I think it's fair to state the expectation. I can only state my own expectation. I can't speak for everyone. But I think it's a fair expectation to have that going forward for capital improvements, that there'll be a plan for those improvements, not just the one that's happening immediately, but the ones down the line, hence how capital improvements are supposed to be handled. I think that's a fair expectation. I think it'll help everyone, both in the short term and the long term. And we can discuss outside the meeting as far as how to effectuate that. Councilman Lattiser.
So now you guys just have to make me comment some more. My position is any dollars that we approve and expend in this council, taxpayer dollars. Taxpayers are footing the bill. And to, especially where we are now financially, with the things that we know are coming down the road, and they're going to hit you like one of these trucks when they do come down the road and will have to be paid for because we have no choice on those items, to support a Mercedes when a Chevy can do the same job with a lot less taxpayer dollars doesn't make sense to me. I don't see these vehicles being multi-purposed the way you may think, because again, I go back to previous meetings when we talk about how much time is spent on meter service and replacing the meters and all the additional meters that we've approved, and we got to buy more because we can't keep up with them, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So in any event, all dollars are taxpayer dollars, and I will stand my position in opposition to this expense, not in opposition to buy vehicles, but in opposition to spend more dollars on vehicles that are overrated and just unnecessary. Thank you.
All right. As a reminder, and I blame you for this following comment, Councilman Lattiser, because I wasn't going to reiterate it, but the department stated the likelihood that they will end up expending more money rather than less if this bid is turned down. Granted, no one knows the future. Will it actually work out that way? I don't know, but that is what the department represented. And given tariffs and whatnot, a bunch of which just got announced today, which will be interesting to see how that goes. The price of things is definitely very much in flux, but to do anything, we need a motion one way or another from someone.
Make a motion for unfavorable action.
There's a motion for unfavorable action. Is there a second?
Second. Second.
Seconded by Councilman Muto. Any further discussion? All right, clerk will call the roll on a motion for unfavorable action on this bid. Councilman Foley.
Councilman Lattiser has moved unfavorable action. A yes item would prevent the bid from being awarded. A no vote would allow it to proceed to another motion.
All right, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
No.
Mr. DeLuise?
No.
Mr. Foley?
No.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
No.
Mr. Lattiser?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
All right. Three. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Three yes, five no. Favorable doesn't pass.
All right, so the motion for unfavorable action does not pass. Is there a motion for favorable action or anything else? Motion for favorable action from Councilman Foley. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Gephardt. Any further discussion on the motion? Seeing none, clerk,
On PCR 8225, formerly bid 2026-039, we now have before us a motion for favorable action that was moved by Councilman Foley and seconded by Councilman Gephardt. a yes vote will award the contract as presented. A no vote would prevent it.
Clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
No.
Five yes, three no, motion passes.
All right, Councilman Lattisa.
Okay, item number five, purchase four Chevy trucks, previously 2026-094, now PCR 83-25. It was moved by the committee to the floor with discussion. Having said that, I'll make a motion for unfavorable action on PCR 84-25.
So Councilman Foley used his little light. Councilman Foley. Motion made for favorable action. Is there a second? Seconded by Councilman Gephardt. Any discussion on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt? Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
No.
Mr. Muto?
No.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
6-2, motion passes.
All right, next, Councilman Lattisa.
Okay, next item, number six, 2026-104, at the request of the sponsor, it was withdrawn. PCR 8425.
All right, any questions? Oh, first, is there a motion to withdraw?
Make a motion for favorable action on PCR 8425 for withdrawal.
Second.
Motion made to withdraw, second it. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
8 yes to withdraw.
All right, and I think one more, Councilman Lattisa?
Oh, yes. Item number 12, 2026-035, vehicle body repair. Now is PCR 85-25, and we have Councilman Napper is recusing.
All right. Do we have a motion?
A motion for favorable action on PCR 85-25.
Motion made and seconded. Any questions on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Recuse.
7 yes, 1 recusal, motion passes.
So I believe that is it for bids. So it brings us to unfinished business. First, PCO 15-25, an ordinance providing that employee contributions to the OPEB trust reduce the city's required contribution. This is second passage. Councilman Lattisa.
Committee recommends favorable action.
For action, Councilman Lattisa.
Favorable action on PCO 15-25.
Seconded by Councilman Foley. Any questions or comments? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise? Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
8 yes, second.
All right, next we have PCR 16-25, resolution amending the rules of the Warwick City Council for the 2025-2026 term. This is Councilman Gephardt. And so if someone could please
make a motion of favorable action on PCR 16-25.
Second. Not quite.
We can start there.
All right, so never mind.
We have a motion for favorable by Councilman Gephardt, seconded by.
No, I made the motion. Just for the record. Not that I'm keeping track.
Councilman Lattisa would like to move favorable action on PCR 16-25, seconded by Councilman Gephardt.
Thank you.
At this time, I would recommend, Council President, that your sub B that has been posted for public consumption. If it would be in order at this time to bring the proposed sub B to PCR 1625 forward with two clarifying changes to the item that was presented. These changes are that on Rule 15, the meeting time on line 29, this is page 6, line 29, be updated pursuant to the instruction that was done when we changed the meeting time to change the time from 7 p.m. to 6:30 p.m., as well as with a change to on page 12, Rule 30L, that the new language being inserted to line to subsection 30L be deleted, and we just leave L as a reserved clause for future activity. So if someone would move and second the sub B as read into the record with those changes, we can then discuss.
Move for favorable action on sub B as read into the record by
second.
The solicitor.
All right. Any discussion on the proposed amendment?
President, I just want to make clear on one thing. I believe it was said that on page 12, item L is going to be carved out altogether, right?
Yes.
Okay.
So it'll just be the language reserved. Is still being deleted. The red line is staying, but the new blue language is going to disappear under the proposal before you.
And the lined out red is going to remain.
It will still be deleted.
Right.
And we will insert a reserved clause.
Okay.
Just so we don't have to renumber everything.
Okay.
Any further questions or comments on the amendment? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll on the amendment.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yep.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
Yes to amend.
So now that this stands before us as amended, do we have a motion one way or another?
Make a motion, favorable action as amended.
Second.
Motion made and seconded. Are there any further questions, comments, discussion? All right, seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Mr. Muto?
Yes.
Mr. Napa?
Yes.
And then next we have PCR 67-25, a resolution requesting the General Assembly to amend RIGL 17-8-5 to include the City of Warwick in the list of municipal councils authorized to approve the employment and compensation of local canvassing authorities. Councilman Gephardt.
Yes, Mr. President, this request to be by the sponsor be held till August 18th.
Is there any objection to holding this item until August 18th? Seeing none, so held. And then next, PCR 80-25, a resolution relative to Brenda Caracuso's claim of public safety. Councilman Muto.
The committee has recommended favorable action for the claim of $98.
All right, is there for action, Councilman Muto?
The action is to for favorable action to pay the claim of $98.
All right, is there a second?
I'll second.
Second by Councilman Lattisa. Any questions or comments on the motion? Seeing none, clerk will please call the roll.
Mr. Sinapi?
Yes.
Mr. DeLuise?
Yes.
Mr. Foley?
Yes.
Mr. Gephardt?
Yes.
Mr. Kirby?
Yes.
Mr. Lattisa?
Yes.
Muto?
Yes.
Napa?
Yes.
Yes, motion passes.
And I believe that concludes our business. Does anyone have anything for the unanimous consent calendar? Seeing none, anyone want to get us to the docket session?
Since there's no further business in front of this honorable body, I recommend moving to a docketing session.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? All right. In the docketing session, Ward 1.
Pass.
Ward 2. Not here. Ward 3.
One item. docket a tax stabilization agreement between the City of Warwick and Renaissance Development Corporation relative to 1880 Post Road.
Finance Committee, Ward 4. And then for you, Councilman DeLuise.
You just have one item. I'd like to recognize the month of August as National Jaws and Shock Awareness Month. Can I retract that statement? I was going to say Jurassic Park also, but
now I'm curious, where would it go?
I think we should make it National Shock Awareness Month, really.
You can dock it whatever you want.
I think I'm going to do that.
All right. So, Community Affairs? All right. Count Award 5.
Guys better not oppose me on this.
Ward 5 is nothing.
All right. Ward 6.
Passed.
Ward 7.
Pass.
Ward 9. So that looks like a no. And then Ward 8, I don't think I have anything. So we're done at 8:09 p.m.